just one thing after another. And but he's a friend.
Sure. You don't get rid of friends. Yeah, just those two boots out there, they're brand new. Like they've only been out there. They're the same color leather as your boots. And they're the same ones he wears. So we're just curious of why his boots would be out there. Same size he wears. They've only been out there probably for a day or two.
This is James Brenner, a 60-year-old farmer living in Utah. The middle of nowhere in Utah. It's May 30th, 2022, and police just arrived at the property of James's neighbor, Dylan Rounds. 19-year-old Dylan mysteriously disappeared just 2 days before, and police are trying to figure out just what happened. They naturally start by talking with the man living on Dylan's property, James Brenner.
He might have threw him out.
Maybe he did. Does he know that's a dump out there?
Yeah.
He does?
He's got electronics and shit in there. Like I say, he was here. He had to have been here. Brought the truck here.
Yeah, that would make sense. This van yours? Can I look in it?
I already did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
okay.
I wish you wouldn't, because I got mushrooms growing in. Every time you open the door with the wind blowing, they blow all over.
What kind of mushrooms?
Oh, they're not the kinds that get you high.
Dang.
They're the ones that I get down at the
Oh, yeah.
99 cents on sale.
Yeah.
And I love mushrooms in the wintertime. I can't get just dehydrated. And then when I just took hot water.
That looks pretty cool. Yeah, no, if they've already looked, I'm not going to open it. So, okay, well, we'll be here for a while to look around and see if.
They said his phone pinged. I don't understand it. His phone pinged down there.
No, 15.12 miles from Booking Tower. So, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, but 15.12 miles can be a lot of places, right? You could draw a radius, and anywhere on that radius could be 15.12 miles. But this is his fuel truck, huh?
Yep. Well,
he's buying it?
Yeah, he's buying it, and I think the fuel is, well, go check, you know, I don't know. Yeah, look in there.
I'm going to check that out right now. Don't tell his grandpa. Alrighty. So Dylan got some new boots, I guess.
This is Dylan's father, Justin Rounds. Justin is suspicious about James and felt something was off about him before Dylan's disappearance.
That guy he's been working for. So he's saying that, like, that used to be a dump. And it's all, I guess it's buried in. He says Dylan's buried a lot of stuff out there. Do you know anything about that? Like electronics or something like that? Circuit boards?
He dumped it there from all the places.
Right, so he said that Dylan knew that as a known dump. So what's Dylan's relationship with this place?
The Dan Iverson guy said he gave a check and Benzie $3,021.
For the work he's doing?
Oh, well, he's doing it with his own machine.
Okay. I was like, geez, I want to work for that guy.
Not that he's making a lot of money because he's buying his fuel and stuff, what I mean? And buying the tractor and fill, all that.
Sure.
Not Dan's.
Right. Makes sense.
And he says, this Jim guy says that Dylan has been in town or whatever, bragging about how much money he makes and this and that. But I talked to, it doesn't really sound like something. I've been around a lot recently, and I didn't think he drank.
So this guy was saying that
drinking might change how he talks, you know what I mean? So I don't know, I'm not saying, but Dan said that doesn't sound at all good. I just want to shot to straight, whatever happens.
We'll tell you. As much as we can tell you, right? I mean, so. if it turns into a big investigation, we can't just, because we might not call the answers. And if I tell you, you know what I mean? If I tell you something, then it turns out to be something else.
So I'm on my way back from Vegas. I'm going to call in Fillmore, Utah. My ex-wife wanted to talk to me. My daughter, my heart's under them. Not even because it didn't look. I never talked to her.
You never talked to her.
We don't have a relationship. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So right then, my heart sunk. You know what I mean? Like, I thought my youngest would get the guitar back or something weird. Yeah. She don't talk to me.
Despite the lack of evidence leading to any clues about Dylan's location, Justin was adamant about solving whatever happened to his son, marking the start of Justin Round's multi-week search to find Dylan. Just hours after the previous body cam footage, Justin decides to take things into his own hands and talk to James himself. Here, James would point his finger at a man named Ty Corbin and claimed if anyone knew where Dylan went, it would be him. So with this new information, Justin would give Ty a call.
This is Justin Rounds, Dylan's dad. I talked to a guy named James. He said to call you.
Yes, sir. Let me go inside. Okay. Really quick.
Okay.
Are you by yourself, Mr. Rounds?
I've got one of my good buddies here that I've known since I was a kid.
Okay. You're not around the Wadsworths at all, correct?
No, I'm not. Not even close.
Okay. I've lived in that area. I remember when the Wadsworths come to town. First off, I want to tell you that I feel for you. I'm sorry your son's missing. I really am.
Yeah.
I believe the Wadsworths are involved.
Okay.
By everything I've read and seen, I'm pretty sure it has to be someone that knows him.
Yes.
It's someone that knows that Lucien area really well.
Yes.
It's someone that knows Montello really well.
Yes.
And the only person that fits that profile is Kurt. And okay. Between you and me, I'm not trying to offend you, but it's kind of common knowledge that Kurt and your son were living at the saddle sore in that side room and in the back trailer for about the last year and a half, off and on. Not all the time, but off and on.
Okay.
Kurt knows. I would ask Kurt to go in and take a lie detector test.
Okay.
I don't search that area out in Lucien. He knows that Lucien area very well. He used to farm out there with a guy named Ed Harshberger.
Yep.
And another farm out there that he's worked on was from Kurt Robertson. So he knows that area really well.
Okay.
And if those boots were found out there, he put them there. I don't know if you're familiar with Kurt's kind of a conspiracy theorist guy.
No,
I don't know if you're familiar with that Pilates 411 missing things, but it always says they find boots or clothes nicely folded and no explanation. This is what I think happened, and I hope this stays between you and I. Those guys for the last few weeks have been running around trying to catch people thieving like Chase. Another person that they were trying to catch was Robert Avilas.
Yep.
The Lee boys, Robert and Toby Lee.
Yeah.
And those guys are all ripoffs, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But they've been packing guns with them and drunk, and I think that it's more apt that they were out doing that and had an accidental discharge of some sort inside your son's vehicle. And then your son being out at Lucien and somebody walking up on him and being able to harm him. You can see people at Lucien coming from 4 miles away.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with that.
And just that the whole ground was power washed and everything. Kurt was the only person I knew in that whole area that had a power washer, and I'm sure he brought it out to your son's place.
My son had a power washer out there.
Okay, I didn't know that. So they had a power washer right next to the Cowboy Bar for a long time too.
Okay.
Kurt is very familiar with that area. The smells of them. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm trying to help you. I really feel for you. I'm sorry that this happened.
Yeah.
Don't expect anything from the Elko County Sheriffs. We've had people hurt out there, people shot. I could tell you a story about a girl we found 50 yards outside of town. She was murdered and they didn't do a thing about it.
That's what I hear.
According to Ty, a man named Kurt Wadsworth had to be responsible for the disappearance of Dylan. He would go on to claim that Kurt was known to have groomed children in the past, and that local residents in the town had seen Kurt wearing lipstick at a bar. This would officially mark the first potential suspect associated with this case. Keep in mind, at